This week on See, Here's the Thing.
I know.
Hey, player. I'm a scarecrow player.
Nope.
Why am I not in this movie?
Who else is bald? Mr. Clean.
I can help.
Oh, that was the longest night of Bruce Wayne's life.
Oh, Robin.
He's so sick of her shit.
Roses are horny.
Gotham City. City of Justice. As far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a gangster. Or maybe a podcaster. So it's a good thing I host this podcast, See, Here's the Thing, which starts right about now.
If there's anybody watching this, let's say, who loved Batman Forever and went into Batman and Robin with great anticipation. If I've disappointed them in any way, then I really want to apologize, because it wasn't my intention. My intention was just to entertain them. That quote comes from Joel Schumacher, director of Batman and Robin, the film that we are skewering today in our latest episode. Hi, Patrick.
Hello.
This is something new that we're trying. Something a little different than our normal format, and we thought that we would start this different kind of episode with the film Batman and Robin. So, Patrick, first off, what is your experience with the film?
It came out, what, 1990?
1997.
Oh,
late 90s, yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching it, I remember seeing it, I remember Freeze and a very poor acting job by Poison Ivy and Batgirl. And that's about it.
That's about it.
That's about all I remember. And then there's like some catchphrases that Arnold says, or some freeze you later or something stupid like that.
There are YouTube videos dedicated to all of the bad one-liners in this film. And they don't just come from one person. They're all across the board.
Bombs away, Batman.
A utility belt, not a money belt.
Reinforced steel. Not good.
Cool party.
Batman and Robin was a sequel to Batman Forever, which did pretty well. It starred Val Kilmer as Batman, Chris O'Donnell as Robin, Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face, and Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
Oh, I remember that one. Sure.
So that was the predecessor to Batman and Robin. And it did so well that this movie was fast-tracked to production. And what came out of it was not so great.
And who's our Batman this time?
In our cast this time around, we get George Clooney as Batman.
Oh, that's right.
And reading some information about the history of the casting process, they said that they wanted somebody that was going to be a bit lighter than Michael Keaton's Batman was. And that originally...
Somebody not so heavy? Somebody not so fat?
Yes, they wanted a skinnier... No, they didn't even do that. I don't think Michael Keaton's that big.
He's never been fat.
He's a tiny guy. No, they... Lighter in terms of mood. In terms of mood.
And they picked George Clooney?
I guess, yeah. Well, originally they wanted Billy Baldwin.
Oh, good
Lord. If you
Lord.
Can think about that.
Yeah, that'd been awesome.
That would... I don't know if awesome is the word I would have used.
Think what that would have done for Billy's career.
Well, it didn't help George's very much. Except for the bat nipples.
It didn't hurt. It really didn't hurt his career at all.
He's gone on and done
some amazing things.
It really hasn't, but it is it's considered one of the worst films of all time.
I find that hard to believe.
It is. It is. It's definitely considered one of the worst films, if not one of the worst sequels of all time. And this was the end of this series of four movies. They did not go on with another movie after this. There were talks of a fifth movie, but they actually canceled a sequel called Batman Unchained. And it was going to bring back Alicia Silverstone, Chris O'Donnell, and George Clooney in the next film, which I'm going to get to in a second, but let's talk about this cast
first.
Well,
hang on. Does that mean that because they didn't call it that, they were able to use Django Unchained?
Yes. In fact, it followed the same plot. It's exactly what Batman Unchained would have been.
Batman!
Unchained. That's right. Unchained. Yeah. So, like I said, we get George Clooney, we get Chris O'Donnell reprising his role as Robin.
Yay!
Or Dick Grayson.
Whoa!
We got Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy, Dr. Pamela Isley.
Uh-huh.
Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl.
Terrible.
And, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger as Dr. Freeze.
Almost forgettable.
I know. It's not forgettable. This is one of the worst parts of the film. So we were talking a little bit about the planned sequel, which, again, was called Batman Unchained.
Batman.
And I actually have a little bit of information on it. The Warner Brothers staff was so impressed with the daily shoots of Batman and Robin, which is, again, in itself kind of surprising, they immediately rehired Joel Schumacher to reprise his directing duties for a third film.
Yeah.
And so they started work on it, and it was going to be based off of Batman facing the Scarecrow, and that the Joker would return as a hallucination in Batman's mind caused by the fear toxin.
Why haven't we seen the Scarecrow yet in any of the movies?
We have. We have. In the reboot, in the Batman Begins saga, there was a Scarecrow.
Was there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
We'll have to go back and rewatch it. So anyway.
It's all a blur.
They were also going to bring into the fold Harley Quinn, who was going to be written as the Joker's daughter trying to kill Batman to avenge her father's death.
Well, that would have gone terrible.
Here's the best part. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think they considered for the role of the Scarecrow?
What year is this? Would this have been? Late 90s?
Well, this came out in 97. So imagine them trying to plot around like 98, 99.
I'm going to guess and hope that it's Steve Harvey.
It is not Steve Harvey, no.
Hey, player. I'm a Scarecrow player.
Nope, that's not it.
All right.
It is Nicolas Cage.
Oh, why am I not in this movie?
That's right. So he was considered for that, but it never happened. And then the next Batman film we saw, I think, would come out in, what was it, 2000 and...
You know, I think Nicolas Cage would have been amazing.
As Scarecrow?
I think he would have been amazing.
Why?
He couldn't have been any worse than Jack Nicholson as the bad guy or Danny DeVito
as
careful. The bad
guy. Be careful. You're treading some shaky ground. People love Jack Nicholson's interpretation of the Joker.
I guess.
I was just listening to a podcast today. It was actually the podcast You Can Rewind It, and they were talking about Batman and talking about Nicholson's presentation of the Joker and just how they didn't realize that how he could not be nominated for an Oscar. That's how strongly they felt about it.
No, I disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly.
We'll put that in the queue too. Right. We got Batman Forever to watch. Batman, The Dark Knight, you have to watch. I'm pretty sure that's where Scarecrow came.
I think we should start with Adam West and the TV series and just work our way through.
Scrap this whole idea for this episode.
We'll walk our way through every single form of Batman ever created.
Now, Patrick, did you ever listen to the soundtrack from this film, Batman and Robin?
No. I mean, I'm sure I've heard the songs that are on it, but I've never... Actually, the only Batman soundtrack I think I ever kind of liked was the one we were just talking about.
Which one?
The one with Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito.
Okay.
That was some Danny Elfman, and that was some really good music.
Well, this score for this film was written by Elliot Goldenthal.
Oh, Elliot.
You don't even know who I'm talking about.
Nope.
But the soundtrack featured, like most Batman films do, they featured a variety of songs. The one song, The End Is the Beginning of the End by the Smashing Pumpkins, I believe won an award for Best Rock Performance that year, a Grammy Award.
Smashing Pumpkins and No Scarecrow?
Yes. Wow. They completely used the wrong group for this
film.
Yeah,
they did.
They should have waited.
Yeah.
But I also know the soundtrack for the R. Kelly song, Gotham City.
Gotham City for the ghetto, ghetto.
I'm sure I've heard it.
Oh, it's...
Sing us a little
bit. I will.
Bit,
and I know this song, actually, so this is
because I'm going to see if you're in the right key. Go on.
Oh, I'm not.
Go on.
I'm not going to be in the right key. I can
Go
already
on.
Tell you that right now.
Go on.
Gotham City. City of Justice. Gotham City. It was just like that over and over again.
Gotham City.
City of love.
City of love. A city of peace. For every one of us.
Anyway, so Batman and Robin, the plot basically centers around... Oh, gosh.
Well, can I guess?
You want to guess?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Batman is an angsty, rubber-suited man. And he wants to do things on his own, but his ward, Robin, keeps showing up and ruining everything. And Batman keeps saying, go home, go home, go home. I don't need you. I don't need you. I work on my own. And Robin's like, no, I can help. And then Batman gets in over his head And Robin has to come save him. And then Batman's like, "Bro, I guess I do need a sidekick." And then partway through, he's fighting. And then there's this girl with a mask. And he's like, "No, I don't need you. I work alone." And she's like, "But I can help." He's like, "Burr, maybe I do need help." And that was Batwoman. And then there was another girl that talks to plants. And she's real all seductress. And she's all smooth and suave. And she tries to seduce... No, don't stop me. She tries to seduce Batman. And she's Poison Ivy. And then... But Poison Ivy's not a good person. She's a bad person. And then Freeze comes. And he freezes people. And that's bad. And then Batman realizes the only way he can possibly... survive and win is if all of the superheroes work together and they defeat the two arch villains. The end.
Wow, that was actually more entertaining than the movie itself. So I have other pieces of trivia for you about this film.
Was I right?
You'll have to wait and see as we watch
man,
it.
I'm can't remember. Let the film I really don't remember.
So this is fun. Chris O'Donnell compared both films he was in. And he said the first film, Batman Forever, felt like a movie. So the second film felt like they were shooting a toy commercial.
Oh,
and other actors have come out to say that during the filming, Schumacher would be like on a crane shouting things at them like, "Remember, this is a cartoon." And the actors had said it was really kind of hard to try to make it anything else because he kept reminding us that it had to be goofy, which, okay, yeah, this was the one that was known for the camp, absolutely, out of all the others.
But he felt the need to be on a crane, which is weird.
Well, you know how most directors
I know.
Maybe he was on a bird, the actual crane.
Oh, or Bob Crane, the actor.
It's not, it wasn't specified.
Bob Crane's been dead for years.
Think about this. So one of the worst parts of the film is obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger's portrayal of Dr. Freeze. You want to guess who else was considered for the part?
Oh, let's
see. Think bald.
Telly Savalas.
Nope.
Daddy Warbucks.
No.
Who else is bald? Oh, Mr. Clean.
No.
All right, I give up.
Patrick Stewart.
He's bald.
Yes.
His voice would have been awesome. I don't know if he could physically would have done
he it. He would have really done very well with the part of the role that dealt with the wife. Remember the wife?
Mrs. Freeze?
Nora Freeze, yes,
no,
that's right.
I do not remember the wife. There's a wife?
Yes, let me just give you the quick 60-second rundown. Batman and Robin are back, number one. Number two, Dr. Pamela Isley gets in an accident at work and becomes Poison Ivy, who is able to talk to plants and manipulate plants.
I said that.
Right. Dr. Freeze comes out looking for... Actually, I don't even know what his motivation is in this. I don't remember. To be quite honest.
Some stupid experiment that goes wrong.
I don't. It's been so long since I've seen this film that I don't remember his big entrance. But I know that he's driven by the fact that his wife is sick and he's frozen her, like most husbands do, to prevent her illness from going any further.
That's an option.
Apparently.
Well.
Yes. And then they end up hooking up together. Not hooking up.
Well.
Although Poison Ivy would like to.
Yeah.
That's very apparent.
Sure.
And she can seduce men, which is a huge thing between Batman and Robin. And yeah. By the way, there's Batgirl. She comes in on a motorcycle.
Roses are horny.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Thorny. Excuse me.
I think you meant to say thorny, right?
Say thorny.
And then, by the way, subplot, Alfred gets sick.
And that's played by?
Michael Goh.
Michael Caine. Oh.
Not Michael Caine.
Or
not Morgan Freeman. No.
All right.
My mother often thinks Morgan Freeman has played Alfred in the Batman movies.
Oh,
he has not.
Oh, Batman.
Oh, that was the longest night of Bruce Wayne's life.
Oh, Robin.
Wrong person. So, other than that, this was a complete failure. It wasn't a failure at the box office, but it was a critical flop.
What was the box office? What was the take?
It earned $42 million in its opening weekend, making it the third highest opening weekend of 97.
Oh, just of that year? What beat it? Do you know?
It doesn't say, but I know that it faced competition with the movies Face Off and Hercules. So you can think about where you were when those were released.
Face Off was
Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. Another terrible film.
Oh yeah. Oh, we should watch that.
We have so many on the queue right now.
Gosh.
It went on to make a worldwide total of $238 million.
$238 million.
The director blamed some of the criticism on what he was calling yellow journalism, which was started by Harry Knowles of Ain't It Cool News. And
so is that like fake news?
Well, I remember studying this in social studies in middle school. And yellow journalism is a type of journalism that presents little or no legitimate, well-researched news and instead uses eye-catching headlines to sell more newspapers.
I'm sorry, who said this?
The director. Schumacher.
Oh, Trump. Right.
Not Trump.
Oh, no, Schumacher. Okay, right.
So, Rotten Tomatoes reported an 11% approval rating.
Yikes.
With an average rating of 3.7 out of 10.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, it got a ton of negative press. I mean, actually, one of the things that people praised was Uma Thurman, but even she was over the top. It got some Razzies. Alicia Silverstone won a Razzie.
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
Other nominations for Razzies were Schumacher for Worst Director, George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell, Worst Screen Couple, Akiva Goldsmith, Worst Screenplay, both O'Donnell and Schwarzenegger for Worst Supporting Actor, Uma Thurman for Worst Supporting Actress, as well as Billy Corgan, Worst Song. For the end is the beginning of the end from Smashing Pumpkins.
All right, so we're going to watch this.
So what we're going to do, we're going to actually watch the movie as we're commenting, and then we're going to skip around with the best parts. And we're just going to show you those best parts and try to give you a frame of reference if you'd like to go back and watch the film yourself.
Can you show me the best parts?
Give me 5 seconds.
Well.
I've got it down to a science now.
Holy crap!
It's actually all one.
Wow!
All the things I'm wearing are all strung together.
Fantastic. And that's our episode. Thanks for listening.
So we're going to kick off our new installment, yet to be named installment, with 1997's cinematic masterpiece, Batman and Robin. Batman! It's been forever since I've seen this film.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
I forgot to mention in our opening that I was pretty obsessed with this film when it came out. I was, let's see, 97, I would have been 12.
Yes. And you own this movie.
I do on VHS.
On VHS.
On VHS, I do own it. I actually contemplated trying to see if my VHS player would work.
Well, thank God. Goodness.
Or VCR player, excuse me. So many acronyms, so little time. I was obsessed with Poison Ivy in this, and I actually, we'd play it in my backyard.
The logos, they come together.
Like a Batman and a Robin having sex.
Oh, God.
I would play with my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Not in that way.
No.
And I would pretend to be Poison Ivy, and I would get baby powder. And I blow it off my hand like she does in the film. I'm not even kidding. Oh, of course.
Buns. Oh, the obligatory bun shot.
Oh, two sets of buns.
And a crotch shot and everything.
Oh, just the opening is just awful. And lots of guy liner. So much guy liner.
Robin kind of gets gypped on the mask.
He hasn't earned his full mask yet.
He doesn't have the horns or the ears or anything else.
Well, I think it'd be confusing. Like, you'd have to really give him a very distinct mask.
So what
it's
do
not
you think,
Batman.
What do you think caused the smoke to come up from the grates there?
The production team.
Oh.
I would turn Gotham into an icy graveyard.
Robin get a seat? No,
Robin's not
no,
going on
doesn't.
This one. He's just sitting it out.
So he got in the suit and stood on the platform.
I think he gets the Batwing. Doesn't he get the Batwing?
And then he sits there and goes, meh. I don't know where I wanted to
go. It's
a
tinier one. Oh, he gets the motorcycle. That's right. He rode a motorcycle. I forgot about that.
Oh, that's why he wants the car. That's right.
Right. Oh, it's like training wheels, basically.
And it's in a cocoon, which
why
is
why does
weird.
He have neon bats inside of it? Like, it's like a rave.
But it's not a bat. It's a
robin.
Bird. It's a robin.
It's a thinner bat. Alfred. Oh, he's so sick of their shit.
He smelled a fart.
Robin. Oh, he's doing some massive fart acting right
Robin
now.
Robin let one go. Oh, there's another walrus mustache. That's the
Commissioner
Chief
Gordon.
Of Police, yeah.
Yeah. Which, when you think about the ones that have been out in the past, like, 5-6 years, they've made these characters just so, like, they have so much depth to them. And back then, my gosh, did they not have any depth whatsoever.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So, Batman takes off, like, a good, like, solid maybe 30, 40 seconds before Robin, and then Robin's like, Dad, don't wait up, and then he takes off, yet somehow the next scene they're riding side by side.
I think it's one of those things where, like, you slow down if someone's following you on a road trip.
You don't.
You, like, pull over.
You don't.
I don't.
No, you don't. When I'm following you, you just go full bore.
Absolutely.
Your emotions make you weak. That's why this day is mine.
That's a terrible entrance.
He hasn't said anything. He just froze a cop.
But, I mean, like, you...
Hang on, he's got to say something
here.
Yep,
here it comes.
The Iceman cometh.
They needed to give him an entrance, though.
They did. He came down the flight of steps.
But
what more do you want?
It didn't build up the way. It just switched to a shot of him.
Are we to believe he kills these people by freezing them?
Unless they're able to be thawed. Or if you want to go with his whole thing about how you can freeze people in cryo and they'll be fine.
So he's stealing a jewel of some sort.
A diamond. It's going to power. Remember, he's stealing diamonds to power his super
suit. You say things like remember.
Don't you remember?
No.
Hand over the diamond garden, gal. I'll turn you into mulch.
Do you honestly think Freeze has no idea who Batman is?
Well, he has to introduce himself.
As if Freeze has never opened a paper.
Did you see Batman use his Heelys? His Heelys would go down that little dinosaur there?
He is 2 seconds away from meeting Little Mermaid on Broadway.
Or at least Spider-Man Take Back the Night.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, and then comes Robin.
And Robin just has blatant disregard.
And he crashes through a door in the shape of a Robin.
Yep. And blatant, I think it was a wall of hieroglyphics, so he has no appreciation for art whatsoever.
God they
oh, that's the head from Night at the Museum, isn't it? Dum Dum Want Gum Gum?
Dum Dum.
Tonight, hell breathes over.
Batman and Robin are dancing in the center, and a cop actually went up and tried to do something. He hit Freeze with his billy club.
Did anything happen to
no,
him?
No,
there see, it goes again.
All these cops are able to get to him, but no, Batman and Robin can't because they're, like, dancing.
They're fending off as goons, which again, if you're gonna outfit your goons with a costume, why give them hockey pads? Yeah. I mean, that seems kind of bulky to deal with.
Well, at least they are hockey players, not like baseball players on ice. That would make
their
cup
their groins would have been protected though. Of course they have.
You
ice
click
skates.
Your heels because that wouldn't happen on accident on a given day where you click your heels together.
Yeah, and I don't think his goons are getting points for ice skating with the diamond as a puck.
Actually, the Predators would not get a penalty for that either. Oh, my gosh. All right, so Freeze just took a fat cop and treated him like when the basketball stuck in the rim.
Was that the Wilhelm scream?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was a tiny one.
He just threw that fat guy up there and tried to knock off his gun.
It worked. He got it back.
That's a penalty. That's checking.
Commissioner, you have 11 minutes to thaw these people.
You know, you really need to watch these films in reverse order. Because...
you mean the end of the movie first?
No, Batman and Robin, then Batman Forever, then Batman Returns, then plain old Batman, because they get progressively better. You go backwards.
That, what just happened there, is not scientifically possible.
Oh, Patrick, we're way beyond that.
He threw the gem up in the air... and it went above him. That's not the way
also,
things fall.
Also, their feet are not actually attached to these space doors that they're surfing on. So when he goes, like, kind of horizontal,
yeah.
It should fall off.
Oh, okay. So Freeze is now freezing.
He's creating a big phallic icicle.
My name is Freeze. Learn it well.
All right. So we're at the point where this chicky poo is going to turn into poison.
My favorite part.
Like you give women a she is not name. A neat freak. No, she's kind of a sloppy person. But typical in these movies, put glasses on, put a do-rag on your head.
She has not read KonMari.
And she is not pretty. But as soon as she takes off the glasses, she is going to be gorgeous.
Of course, that's what happened to me through middle school and high school. I got rid of my bandana. Got rid of my glasses and my gloves. So she's a botanist working at the Gotham Greenhouse. But so is this guy? And this is Dr. Jason something or other. I think she has a thing for him.
Dr. Jason something or other.
I don't remember his name.
Who's he talking to?
It's people that are going to bid on this technology. They want to buy it. It's like world leaders because there's a sheik behind him.
Oh, there's a sheik, yes.
There's a guy from Germany, clearly. A sheik.
All the evils.
And this guy that they're chaining up is like an inmate from Arkham Asylum.
But it happens to be like right underneath the Arborum.
Arboretum?
Arboretum.
A greenhouse. Yeah, again, I don't understand how this guy...
Okay, so there's a Mr. Yucksticker. Okay, a sheik, a general.
Oh, we've seen this trope a ton in movies, the whole super soldier thing.
Mr. Yuck is green. Mr. Yuck
now,
is
Patrick,
green.
Now, Patrick, I think that we've
Mr.
seen the
Yuck
actor
is mean.
That's playing the doctor. I think we've seen him. No, we just might have. His name is John Glover. And I know that I've seen him in other things, possibly
sure.
Some stage plays in New York.
Sure.
So look how far his career went after this.
So, and then thus was created Bane.
Thus was created Bane. Bane in the animated series is also a huge dude. Not really like the Tom Hardy Bane. Now, let's just pause for a minute and point out that Venom is supposed to obviously bulk you up and make your shoe size grow. Just keep that in mind a few scenes later.
But... his testicles will get shrunken. It's a downside.
Looks like you give women a bad name.
I like how all the Venom bottles have these humongous stickers.
Yeah.
Making sure that you're very aware that it's Venom and not Kool-Aid.
snake getting fresh with her.
Yeah, the snakes were weird, right? Talk about like, you almost expected her to become, like, a gigantic python. Okay, so Venom definitely fell on her, right? So you're expecting her to be, like, the She-Hulk with some snakes coming out of her eyes or whatever? That's not what happens.
But she's also melting down into the lab.
Yeah.
Because the lab is below her.
That's true. You make a good point. She's just falling on top of Bane now.
Yeah, she's just going to piss Bane
off. She's having some Bane sex.
No beauty.
Just the beast.
I thought that they said that he can't survive unless he's got his suit on. Or that it's,
or
just,
it has to
it's
be
just
cold.
So cold. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely, boss.
Is that Arnold?
Yeah.
No, is that Sylvester Stallone behind him?
Absolutely.
How come he's got something that perfectly fits that diamond?
He obviously did his work and found the dimensions out ahead of time.
I dubbed.
Oh, that was badly dubbed just now. That did not line up with his lips. Like, it doesn't really line up at all.
Cue.
You can tell it's going to get sad because of the music.
Sure.
Now, he's kind of sweating. You're or he's
crazy.
Crying.
Oh, now there's his bride frozen in water.
Frozen in water. Yep, that makes sense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's really cold water, but
and
not
least,
cold enough to be frozen.
At least he dressed her nice. That's not weird. Oh, and the ice, the snowflake necklace. That's a nice touch.
That's what she throws into the ocean at the end of the film.
There was room in that door. That's all I'm saying.
Stay cool, bird boy.
So hang on. This is your first time at somebody's house, but you just run straight in because you see some family.
And it's the servant. I mean, the servant is who you know. It's not
you're
the
mad.
Owner. It's just the servant. So
that's
you
why you just run right in.
Blow past these people and hug the servant. I tell you, security and everything is just lacking in Wayne.
Well, you're missing her exposition.
No.
You're not missing
no,
it?
No, I'm not.
All right, I'll set the telescope. You with all the mirrors.
I don't think they're niece. I think they're lovers.
I don't hold hands with my uncles. But then again...
Oh, did you catch that?
Oxbridge.
She goes, I'm on break from... And then he goes, Oxbridge University. Like, there was obviously a break. She was not going to finish the sentence.
I missed that. We did just miss her saying that her parents were killed in a car crash, so I think Alfred, like, raised her.
I do love her 80s hair.
It's not so 80s. It's the 90s.
It's a little 80s.
And by stay... I mean in my bed.
My pants. Alfred's not having it, man. He is done with it.
He's so fed up with all of this. He's sick. He just wants to go to bed. Oh, he's looking rough right now.
I have an idea. In our front yard, can we get two horse statues?
What's he looking up? He's got like an elephant caravan on his laptop.
It's Pornhub.
He's into elephant porn. Oh, my dear.
Oh, my dear. Let me close it. How'd that come up?
Let me just finish here.
His name is Bane.
Oh, I forgot about this. So, yeah, remember she goes to these, like, road rallies? And then Chris O'Donnell follows her. And then they go on a road rally together.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not going to tell you who wins.
Listen to the music. It's a little Danny Elfman.
Why is she sneaking
out?
No, it's Elliot Goldenthal. We've already been over this.
Oh, whatever.
Why is she sneaking out? She can leave. She's a grown-ass woman.
She doesn't want Alfred to worry about her?
No, she's going
to
steal his bike, number one. Maybe that's why? But seriously, why are you sneaking out? You are home from college.
She
you
ran
can
right
do whatever
over
you want.
The cameraman right there.
Basically. I'm sure he didn't mind.
Oh, yeah. All these great cars. I'm going to take the bike.
No, she's going to go race.
I don't care. I'm angry. Now I'm angry.
Get angry about it.
Tonight's forecast. A freeze is coming.
Oh, look, they have wedding footage. Oh, it's actually his. Okay. I thought maybe Batman was watching his wedding footage again.
I cake. Don't shove it in your mouth. Now put it in mine. I'm angry.
I'm going to cry. I can't even cry. And then this doesn't make any sense.
Unless the city bows to my demands, it's winter fiver here in Gotham.
Oh, I also read that it took 6 hours to do Schwarzenegger's makeup.
Because he wouldn't shut up?
No, just because of how blue he is.
Oh.
Which really, he wears a lot of clothes. It's probably just the head and the hands. Yeah, that took 6 hours. Oh, yeah, this is the other weird part of the film.
And the other weird. Well, he also wears a lot of clothes, which I would assume would trap body heat.
Yeah. Unless he's got, like,
why
icy packs inside.
Yeah, why wouldn't he be naked?
Why not just walk around naked?
Okay, so now they're at Disney's
Animal Kingdom. This is the Festival of the Lion King.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously, people are dressed like they are from Center City. The odds will ever be in your favor. What's his name? The actor who plays Commissioner Gordon?
Hinkle. Something Hinkle. Timothy Hinkle?
Yeah, he was a police captain in every movie.
Oh my God, I forgot about this scene. The gorillas?
Shouldn't they be hiding?
No, because that's the reason. This was a setup. They want Freeze to come take that diamond.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be better if they were hiding and getting ready?
I wonder who was the scriptwriter that was like, let's have some gorillas just kind of walk on the set. And that'll be Poison Ivy.
Is it Poison Ivy or is it Freeze?
It's Poison Ivy. Freeze actually makes an entrance this time. Oh, and they bit on the women. Remember this?
Just like you do.
This is, yeah, that's Poison Ivy. And she starts stripping. Remember?
No, I don't. But somebody's playing her music.
Now you can't forget.
But who's playing her music? Did she cue the DJ? What happened?
I think she brought her own track.
But
she's streaming it
through
YouTube.
Yep, nobody stopped her.
All valid questions, Patrick.
What are you, about a 50 big and tall?
Yeah, Robin's easily seduced.
And here it goes. She blows her pheromones into the crowd because she has that power too.
Do you hear the music? Poison Ivy.
Yeah. I would say this was planned.
Poison Ivy. Boy, this DJ's awesome.
Look at these young, oiled up men coming to go get her.
And the women,
they
too.
They catch her. She dies off the stage.
Oh, don't ruin it. The DJ is amazing. They even get the lights to sync up. Now, here's a question for you. Can Batman and Robin achieve erections in those suits?
I think that might be painful.
Yeah.
Because that rubber does not have a lot of give.
It's not giving.
No.
I would think you'd be able to tell.
Now, okay, again, which scriptwriter was like, we need to have sexy, oiled up men in loincloths, adult Mowglis forming a human bridge for her to walk up to the stage?
And where were these guys before? Were they just...
They were there dancing from Cirque du Soleil.
They're doing this because they're under her spell?
It's Cirque du Gotham.
Yeah, Batman's got a Woody. I can just tell.
All right, everyone. Chill.
Does that mean she has not... My garden needs tending. Sounds like she hasn't shaved in a while.
Yeah, she's probably bushy.
Well, she's totally natural.
Well, she has to be natural because she's a naturalist. But then why are her armpits shaved? Again, with the armpits.
Oh, gosh. Her and Wonder Woman. Getting flack for armpits. We're betting on women. What do they get if they win? Like, is this like a pretty woman, like,
what
situation?
Did he just say?
1 million.
Oh! Pull out a credit card.
Did you notice that the expiration date said forever?
No, and did you notice that there was a cha-ching sound? The DJ is amazing.
Allow me to break the ice.
Somebody turn off the smoke, for the love of God.
Maybe his house is on fire.
Somebody should do something.
Alfred's asleep.
He's dead. Alfred died six years ago.
Alfred is now dead. He's been dead for about 3 days.
And then the Chicky Poo is missing with a bike. And no one's, like, there's no security that alerts when bikes are taken.
No. I mean, because, yeah.
Security.
Bruce Wayne's security is a little lagging.
Oh, there's his USB keyboard. Pornhub midgets. Let's see.
Teenage schoolgirl porn.
Stick this in here. Oh, God.
Thank God I finished.
Oh, look at Pearl's, or Peg's got a pearl necklace.
That's why he keeps Peg close to the desk.
So you give her a pearl necklace.
Pornhub.
He's just tired from all of his masturbation. Oh, and again, the security system is lax because my motorcycle's now back.
The whole thing with him trying to find his brother, which again, the fact that he's called Alfred and his brother's Wilfred, that's just a guise for his porn activity.
A laundry service that delivers. Wow.
She has got the laziest mouth ever.
She really does. It's
Alicia Silverstein, Silver Spoon.
It's like someone said to her.
What's her name?
Silverstein.
Silverstoned.
Silverstein. Silverstone. Silverstone. Yeah. He's so turned on by that.
Is Robin still infected by the pheromones? So he's like, he's got a boner right now, a raging boner constantly.
I don't know. They never really get into like if the pheromones last or if, I think they kind of do because they had a fight about it.
Yeah. Where are we? What is this castle?
Now we're at Arkham Asylum. It's not a
castle.
Meanwhile, the Beast Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're in Arkham
Asylum. Boy, they have a lot of guards.
It's like their Azkaban.
Yeah, they've got a lot of guards. Oh, I see.
There's an homage to Silence of the Lambs.
Because they bring them in the refrigerator.
They bring them in on a stretcher with a big-ass refrigerator on it.
Well, that's kind.
Well, but here's the thing. He's in a refrigerator. Is his cell frozen? Oh, there's a cold
beam.
Of course there is. And look, more smoke.
But they gave him the striped shirt.
Well, they got to distinguish that he's an inmate. Oh, he's planking. He's planking.
No, he's a downward
upward
dog.
Downward yeah, dog.
Yep.
Oh, no, he's no, just working
now
out.
Now he's tree pose.
Now he's Savasana, corpse pose. That's actually disgusting. Like, his eyes are nasty. I wonder if this was nominated for any makeup awards.
So the rest of the room is warm, but in this beam, it's cold.
And the guards can stand in the cold beam, apparently. So he can survive in the cold beam. The guards can put a little bit of a foot inside of it. So it's cold enough to keep him alive, but not too cold, which makes no sense.
That's some great technology. And meanwhile,
where did she get her clothes?
Poison Ivy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't understand how she had time to make
actually,
that.
Actually, I think Bane is probably a seamstress.
Bane is a seamstress.
Yeah.
Underneath his little flasher coat, he's got a whole pack of
okay, here's
yarn
a question for you. Bane has tubes with venom so pumping through him.
Yes.
But she does not.
No. No, because she marinated in the venom for a while.
Right.
She was like a piece of meat marinating in venom. Whereas he needs to be pumped with it so that he can stay that way. She's just got it in her blood. It's infused
so
in her blood.
So they have just interrupted a rave party.
This doesn't make a lot of sense. They find this Turkish bath.
A Turkish bath?
That was the name on the front. And there's this gang of hoodlums who are in black light neon paint.
And there's a lot of black light in the room.
A ton of black light in the room. How'd you like to be that guy? The guy that'd be like, I was in Batman and Robin. Really? What were you? I had a lot of neon face paint on that was blacklit. And
so
I had a nose ring.
She pushes a button on Bane, which starts the launch sequence.
This is confusing. He's already Bane, right? He's already amped up, jacked up. But yet, like, this makes him ultra Bane. I think that's the point, is that when you activate it more, his strength is even greater.
Boy, these guys are pansies. They had one little thing and they ran away.
He just threw them across the room. Of course I'd leave.
Oh, so now this is their new home. Is this what we're supposed to believe?
Yep, she's redecorating.
The Turkish bath.
Letting some light in, yeah. They basically pull everything down.
So how long does, when you push the button on Bane's chest, how long does that rage?
It's still blinking, so it's still on. See, it's blinking?
Okay, it's blinking.
Yeah. And now he's watering the room. She stomps on it, and he breaks it up. What if there was nothing under
that? Yeah, what if there was a basement?
He would have fallen.
Oh, I see. She needs dirt for her.
Now, look. She's got some beans. Special beans.
Wait, wow. There is some bad septic going on. There's a lot of water coming up out of the ground.
So she just had some beans with her.
They are quick growing, I'll tell you that.
Well, she can affect them. She can, like, speak to them. Remember in all the video games, she, like, took over the observatory?
Bane's like, dude, that's pretty impressive.
Again, he has no tie to her whatsoever. Like, it would have made sense if he also worked at the lab and was obsessed with her, and then they pulled him in to be, like, the guy they're going to experiment on, and that would make sense.
No, I love the nerdy woman up on the second floor.
Or, like, saw that he killed her, and so he pledged himself to her. I don't know. Otherwise, there's no tie.
Bane talks?
What did you just say?
Bernie.
What's that translate to?
I need something to eat because I'm part human, too.
I haven't eaten this whole movie, lady.
And I've got a mask on.
I am starving.
I got a little roid rage going on.
Man, you know how we always talk about unnecessary characters?
Oh, who's this?
Elle McPherson.
Elle McPherson, who, when she's not on screen, is where?
Exactly.
I'm asking you, where is she?
I don't know.
No, tell me, where is she?
What do you mean?
This is the girlfriend.
Yeah.
So when she's not eating dinner there with Bruce Wayne, where does she go?
I don't think that they're to the point where she's sleeping over.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Is that serious?
Well,
does she have her own
room?
The
whole thing was like, she basically proposes to him in this scene. Basically. And then he turns her down because he's afraid of her getting hurt.
Yeah, but you haven't told me, where does she go? Does she have a job?
Uh-huh.
What does she do?
She, works at the Gotham newspaper.
Oh, all right.
I actually don't know what her vocation was.
I thought she was a model.
In real life, yes. Because who was his love interest in Batman Forever? It was Nicole Kidman, wasn't it?
Yeah. I believe it was Jim Carrey.
It was not Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey was the love interest. Oh, there's a lot of kissing going on right now.
This is the awkward, like, I said your name during sex part where he says Pamela Isley's name or something like that, or Poison Ivy. Ivy, who's Ivy, is what she says. But again, like, what an unnecessary character. I mean, really.
She just said, oh, you called me Ivy. Who's Ivy? His response should have been, I've be thinking about you.
Ivy, in vitro. I'd like to create a baby with you.
Who's Ivy?
Ivy.
There's a lot of ways to get out of that. He chose none of them.
You are not sending me to the cooler.
Oh, there are those dang nabbit cameras finally picking her up, stealing the motorbike.
Oh, finally now the security's catching up, and now, there we go.
Robin was also looking at porn.
What's her...
Same porn as Alfred.
What is her name? What's her character name? Alicia Silverstein?
Oh, God.
The Silverstone?
Barbara Gordon. Well, no, it's supposed to be Barbara Gordon.
I wish it was Martha. That'd be a lot better.
She's supposed to be Barbara Martha. Barbara Gordon, who's supposed to be Commissioner Gordon's daughter in this one, though she was not. They made her Alfred's niece.
Okay, on to the next scene where the gentlemen from the Turkish baths are having a little party outside.
No, it's not the Turkish bath.
Because they lost their home.
They have wigs on. It's not the same people. They have the people from Clockwork Orange.
And they're angry about something.
They're having a road rally.
Oh, so, okay.
Look at, isn't that Snoop Dogg?
Yes, because he
is... Or Busta Rhymes or one of those guys?
He is part of the Greasers.
The Greasers, oh no, it's coming back.
Now, does she jump on her bike and sing a Grease Lightning song and they turn into this really fast bike?
No, this is actually a reverse Grease. She starts off hot and then decides to make a change and starts wearing sweaters and she chops her hair off, gets some mom jeans.
Okay, so I love this. I love in movies when they do this. She jumps on the motorbike and she puts on this big fat helmet. You know why she puts on her big fat helmet?
Why is that?
So that the stunt double doesn't have to look like her or have any semblance to her
whatsoever.
There's her helmet. Yeah. So she's going to put on this helmet and you're not going to know. And all they need is a blonde wig to stick out. Anybody can be driving that bike.
Here's a fun question. She didn't come to Wayne Manor with a motorbike nor a helmet. Where did she get the obviously girly helmet? Was she storing it under her pillow at night? Like,
Bruce
what's
has
going
got
on?
A lot of girly things, I assume.
Bruce doesn't ride motorbikes. It's Robin.
Well, then Robin's a crossdresser. On his off time.
Robin likes little angel helmets. Apparently, she had to be taught how to ride a motorcycle for this movie because they wanted that actress to ride a motorcycle. Because look at her helmet is not, it's see-through. You can see her face, as is Robin's.
The mapping of this course is not done well.
It's like a Mario Kart
race. It really is.
The tight curves.
Yeah, he's going to throw a turtle any second now.
That damn blue shell. You know, friendships have been lost over the blue shell.
You know, they hit a bunch of barrels just there. I wonder if they're filled with venom.
Venom's just lying around Gotham City. But it wasn't marked clearly like it was in the lab.
Not with a Mr. Yuck sticker.
Mr. Yuck.
Oh, limbo.
That was actually Batgirl. She died.
No, oh, wow. That scene ended horribly. Do you notice the music in the background for the scene?
It's just techno. Oddly enough, that's what Alfred has on his computer right now. Same music. Different kind of beat for him.
I believe it's just a little, it's a beat off, maybe.
Aww.
You two boys aren't going to start fighting over little old me now, are you?
Back at Azkaban. Back at Chilly Azkaban. Oh,
he's whittling.
Oh, no, he's going to Shawshank it. He's going
to
take out parts of his
100
room
yards of
into the yard every
the
day.
Worst filth ever imaginable. Okay. All right. So hang on a second.
A guy can have hobbies. It's fine.
Okay. No, I don't have an issue with that. I have an issue with the two guards standing inside his room.
It's not creepy at all. They want to make sure he doesn't get a porn addiction.
it's a bad thing.
It's running rampant through Gotham right now.
Their PS2 keyboards and mice.
The one guy's got a random eye patch. Okay, he is in a maximum security prison. He's in the highest tower in Arkham Asylum, but yet some rando comes and just says, I'm his sister, and they let her up. But then again, she could have, like, influenced all the men.
Normally, in police settings, you take the gentleman down to a glass room and the telephone. Mm-hmm. This one, they just bring her right up for a conjugal visit.
No, it's a sister.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe how many lines I actually remember.
Yes. I'm amazed by that, too.
Amazed? I don't know.
Remember, the kiss is poison, and, oh, didn't see that coming.
Why is she wearing gloves?
It goes with the outfit.
I guess, but, like, they're the same as her hands. Like, she's got red finger... No, she's got green fingernail polish on.
Meanwhile, in the basement, Bane's finally doing something.
Look, you can see the Riddler's jacket.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Nice little Easter egg for you.
Bane finally did something.
Now look it. She's a plant, but she's going to step right in the cold beam. That would be a very harsh frost.
I would think so.
Kill all the pre-spring blooms.
Can't even see her nipples.
That's Batman, not Poison Ivy. Bane's on supermarket sweep, meanwhile. How would you like to be that character?
Which one? Bane?
Bane. Yeah, there were two. I mean, obviously, there was the guy before and the guy after.
But how would you like to be Bane and then, like, 10 years later realize they make this wonderful movie with, like, Bane
legit
having a huge
Bane.
Part?
Yeah.
That could have been me.
He won. His name is Bane.
Lines.
A laundry service that delivers.
Wow.
No, actually, that's not even true. His logic in that entire statement, go a size smaller, it makes me look slimmer. That's actually the opposite. If you wear clothing that is a size smaller, it makes you look fatter because it looks like you can't fit into it.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you. I was listening to the dialogue.
Oh, sorry.
The blood will freeze in my hands.
Does Bane have the ability to push his own button?
You can just, like, picture him, like, waiting for her in the bottom of Arkham, just going, deet, deet, push my button.
Well, I mean, at some point, he's even like, don't stop touching me. I can do that. I can do that myself.
I think that the venom messes with his brain so that he has, like, the brain of a toddler. Because
Batman.
Mr. Wayne.
But he doesn't have that problem in the 10 years from now.
It's a totally different Bane, though. The reasons he needs the mask are totally different. He doesn't have any venom. There's no venom.
This is so confusing. This canon is just falling apart.
They rebooted. It restarted.
Falling apart.
But Michael Caine still has a porn addiction.
My cocaine. Nope, he did the shimmy. Another shimmy.
Yep. Anytime Alicia Silverstone can't move her mouth.
Oh, it's a weird mouth.
It's a weird mouth.
It's a weird mouth.
It's like she's got Bell's palsy.
She wants to kill you, dick.
That seems smart.
I would really love to reshoot this movie. Someone out there on the internet needs to do this. Every time she releases her, like, pheromones, I want her to fart. I want the pheromones to come out of her butt.
Yes. So the pheromones are being released into the air, and there's a cop pointing his gun at the vents, because that's going to stop it.
Well, no, this is Freeze. Freeze is freezing them.
Oh, he got his diamonds?
This is a different thing, yeah.
Oh.
Here comes the line. Here comes. Chill to perfection. There it is. There's actually someone on the internet that has put together a supercut of all the terrible lines in this film. It's about 30 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the movie. Somebody pushes button. We didn't see him push the button.
It's already been pushed, I think.
So when Robin punches him in the chest, does it hit
it
the button again?
It pushes the button. You idiot.
Stop punching him there.
Damn's not good.
Alfred is in cold sweats from
But look, he's got a really neat heart monitor. Oh. The same exact thing
I
that
don't remember
Norv
that.
Freeze has.
Stage one of McGregor syndrome.
That's
so
what she has.
That means that she also masturbates a lot, too.
That was what caused it. She was so unhappy in her marriage to Victor Freeze, she turned to the internet. Well, Bruce has got someplace to be. He's like, I can't stand around much longer watching his heartbeat. Like, he really took a turn very fast. We knew that he was kind of, like, tired, but he's just totally bedridden now.
It's all a ploy.
For what?
More masturbation.
it's just faking it. Guys, go to the party.
Go
it's
on
fine.
Me.
Go
it's
have
fine.
A good night. I'm
I've
fine.
Got my phone.
I've got my heart monitor. If I kick it, it's going to shock me three times. Well, you didn't see under the blanket what he was doing.
That's why he was in a sweat.
Pornhub.
Well, I, my most unabominable snowman, have been impressed by you.
I also don't really appreciate how this was shot. The film quality looks too cartoony, even. Don't you think?
There was a director on
there
the crane
the
screaming,
yeah.
Cartoony.
Oh, she interrupted him.
See the tissues in the back table?
See them on the floor.
This is a Alan Rickman.
Oh, fart smelling.
Oh,
what's
no.
He got?
No.
He's going to show her. It's a gun? No. He's passing his voice on to Wilfred.
Wilfred.
Was there a backstory there? Like, did they get in a fight, Wilfred and he, over his porn addiction?
This is my favorite spanking collection. Alan Rickman. He looks like Alan Rickman.
Oh, that's right. He wants to give Wilfred information on Bruce and Dick. Why would you ever name a character Dick? Ever. Why would you name anybody Dick? I'm sorry for all the Richards out there, but...
Well, Richard's fine.
But, I mean, you're going to inevitably be called Dick. I have an Uncle Dick.
Go on.
Take two of these. And call me in the morning.
Boy, those diamonds don't last long in Frieza's suit, do they?
I guess diamonds aren't forever.
They're not the girl's best friend in this movie.
But you know what is forever? That Batman credit card.
Oh, God.
Where do you think that charges to anyways? What bank is it through?
First Bank of Gotham? Seriously? I mean, that's obvious.
That was so many, an awful laugh. So many plot holes.
You know what I'm thinking about right now?
Watching something else.
What are we eating for dinner?
I'm a little hungry. I think you're going to say porn. You're thinking about porn.
Midget Pornhub.
Alfred's porn addiction, Clooney's shimmying game, and the fact that she farts pheromones out her butt. Favorite parts of this movie tonight.
You're about to become compost.
This doesn't make any sense. Batman just found out that there is a cure to McGregor syndrome, stage one. That is the stage Alfred is in.
McGregor syndrome.
Yes.
That's the one where the rabbits eat all the carrots, right?
Yes. They have an insatiable need for carrots.
Okay.
There's a lot of ghosts in this film.
Well, how come? Okay, they did it on a flashback, but they didn't turn the camera outside. That was weird.
And apparently, like, Bruce slept in Alfred's antechamber as a child. It's a tiny little twin bed.
Because of his porn addiction.
Because he had to watch his butler.
Oh, look at the water swelling up in his eyes.
Is he shaking his shoulders, though, to loose the tears?
Not yet.
He's got to shake his shoulders so that he can cry. And he died. Nope, he's still alive. He just looks dead.
There it is.
Oh! No, he's taking a snooze.
I think he bit him.
I think he made him a vampire. He's happy about it.
He Mike Tysoned him. He took a chunk of his ear off.
Afraid that my condition has left me cold to your pleas of mercy.
I think I just heard my favorite line in the movie. She wants to kill you, dick.
You picked that one out of all the other great ones?
Yeah, I kind of like, she wants to kill you, dick. So we are now back in the Batcave, and there is still smoke pouring out from underneath the vehicles. Does anybody...
I think Wayne Manor is on fire.
Does anybody want to check this out?
Nightfall protocol has been activated.
I mean, really, we have the three of them that live in this huge castle and no other workers to check out when fires happen. Okay, so two scientists are working on a project where they put crystals.
This is a telescope. Convenient. This is a telescope.
Oh, it's a telescope. That...
If revenge is a dish best served cold, then put on your Sunday finest. It's time to feast.
That was awful.
That was like a mashup of three different lines.
Polly, want a kiss?
You know who would love this movie? Rachel. There's a lot of butts.
There's a lot of butts. This is another huge problem with this film. Like, let's just give you your rando girl who can maybe ride a bike a little bit. Let's give you a suit. This is a great idea.
How come Batman seems to be able to shake off the pheromones, but Robin's unable to?
He's a boy.
Or unwilling to.
He's got a thing for her.
Between his legs. So, tell me, Kate.
Yes.
Poison Ivy's lips are poisonous.
Yes.
What other parts of her body are poisonous?
What
happens if you kiss the other lips?
If you're gonna use the given facts about this.
Okay.
There's an orifice that has some mucus saliva on it.
Oh, dear God.
That is poisonous. So you could also argue that perhaps her nose is poisonous.
Okay, all right.
Perhaps her earwax would be poisonous.
Gross.
Finding other holes in the body.
Billy button lint.
The butt, possibly.
The butt. Oh, the butt's poisonous on anybody.
And perhaps the crotch area down below.
Yeah. So what happens when somebody kisses that?
You kill the kids, but leave me the bat.
In the great scheme of things, when you consider the movie that it was directed to be camp, right? It was directed to be campy. Given that, do you like her portrayal?
No.
Even though if you look at it with a lens of it's supposed to be camp, how could she have been better?
I like her better than I like Alicia Silverstein Stonestein.
You've got to like her better than half the people in this film. She at least made a character out of it. I mean...
Am I right in remembering that there was some backlash?
Do you see that? That one still? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but Robin poked his head out of the water, and then it was a blatant reverse of the video clip.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, he poked his head out and then went right back in the same exact motion to just save film, probably.
Probably.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Was I right? Wasn't there some backlash on Alicia Silverstone Steinstein gaining some weight? And being like, the producers being angry because she had gained weight. Am I right? I'm remembering this somehow. I'm going to have to Google that later.
I don't remember that at all, but she's not at all the least bit overweight.
No, but I think it was like they were going to use her in a sequel, and they were like, she got chunky.
Well, the sequel never happened, obviously.
So Batman has been hung upside down and slowly chipping away at a... He just did the shimmy again.
This entire movie was pinned around Bruce being too parental and not letting Robin do his own thing. But yet, Batgirl shows up and he's just like, okay, that's fine.
Because it's Alfred's niece. He didn't give a shit about her.
One more diamond, my love. One more.
How are we doing on the clock there?
The citizens of Gotham have less than 10 minutes to
less than 10 minutes. Okay.
So she's just become Batgirl, but she knows exactly how to use all of her gadgets.
She knows where all of her gadgets are. She's not like fumbling looking for them.
And she's a really good shot with the Batarang.
She's not
the Bat Claw.
All right, so they got to the top quickly.
This is a really cool observatory. I'd like to go see it.
Why'd she take her mask off?
She didn't. It was her riding helmet. I don't know.
The cloth helmet?
Does it matter? That was a really, really wussy throw for Get Batgirl.
8 minutes?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, actually. I had on my watch 7:06, and it's 6:58 and some change right now, so that's pretty accurate. There needed to be like a training montage for her. I think this would have helped me actually believe that she could be doing this.
Yes, let's make the movie longer, please.
Let's make this longer. What this movie needs is a good training montage, complete with an 80s soundtrack.
Meanwhile, that chunk of ice that just broke free is about
to... still hurtling
to the... to kill them.
To the edge of the cliff, the bottom of the cliff. It's going to hit them in the head.
What did he just say?
It's one of those nights.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
We do. We have. Oh, they've got less than 6 minutes. Just about 5 minutes to go before Gotham dies. And there's Bane. Oh, someone's hit his button. Literally could be like a gust of wind at this point. So what makes the Adam West Batman TV show, which is just as campy in a different way, what makes that enjoyable versus this?
Because it made fun of its horribleness. It didn't try to be great. It didn't try to be fantastic. It knew exactly what it was.
You just missed Bane going back to normal. He's a tiny, tiny man again.
So why isn't she back to normal? She's not exposed to
Venom. Because she marinated in it.
So is he. He's been steeped in it all this time.
But it's a constant... Well, actually, where does he get a source of Venom? He has to have it in his tanks always. It's very confusing.
So now the diamonds are gone.
Oh, let's check the clock. Oh, Gotham has 3.5 minutes. Oh, wait. Did they get it? They have 3 minutes. After, no, 4 minutes.
So he's got 4 minutes, which means he's got to fire the laser, and the Earth has to heat up. It's not like
it's
you turn the laser
work.
On.
They're going to get him. Isn't he known, though, as Mr. Freeze? But he's Dr. Victor Freeze. Oh. I would be very mad if I was a superhero or a supervillain.
Okay, here's a question.
And nobody called me doctor.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I've worked hard to get my title.
I went to school. I did everything.
Oh, hang on. He had some... Oh, we forgot about the bombs. The bombs that Bane set.
Here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. The town is frozen.
Yeah.
With ice.
Ice.
So when they thaw it,
yep.
There's a lot of water.
Yeah.
Do you think Gotham's prepared to handle all that water?
Let's hope that they were in a drought and they needed the water. Let's have that rosy-eyed vision of the world. How are we doing on time here? Well, 2 minutes. 2 minutes until everybody's dead.
Including the two people that are falling off of the... Oh, my gosh. There's no way.
They're not going to make it. Gotham is dead. Did he just say pray?
Yeah, he said pray.
Oh, Robin got religious just now.
He found God.
Oh, they're so not going to make it. There's like a minute and a half left. Gotham is screwed. They have just about a minute.
Batman saves the day, but there's no debris following it.
They have 50 seconds.
Meanwhile... what's his name? Still dying of Greg McGregor's the bunny rabbits.
I think Alfred is decomposing at this point. They're dead. They're so dead.
How much time?
30 seconds.
Count down here.
15, 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dead. 10. Everyone's dead.
Well, those buildings are safe, thank God.
Meanwhile, the flooding that's happening in Gotham right now.
So you could argue that they just made it. That somehow the filmmakers timed it out perfectly. That when they started thawing was the 11-minute mark.
Now they're thawed.
Maybe they were thawed later after the first 11-minute mark. I don't remember.
Nobody has frostbite. Did you say unthawed?
Dethawed? Thawed.
Just thawed.
Thawed. His eyes are so freaky in this last scene. Look, he's got more video footage of Victor Freeze. Hang on. Batman just shows Dr. Freeze footage of Poison Ivy fighting Batgirl. Batman clearly was not there for that incident.
You know as well as everybody else, there's cameras everywhere.
There's cameras everywhere in Gotham. Big Brother is watching. Big Batman is watching.
Let's show some gusto!
I just happened to have the cure right here in my suit. Just in case moments like these come up.
His heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Like, that's where you keep the cure.
Keep it cold, sure.
In your kick butt suit. Oh, there it is. Take 2 of these and call me in the morning.
How about finding a cure for the freezing thing?
Why is it bioluminescent? Why is the medicine blacklit?
Don't.
Is there a rave going on in
Turn off the blacklight in this bedroom, please. Do not show black light.
What happened in this room, Alfred?
Jackson Pollock painting.
There's a splatter pattern everywhere.
Rubber lips are immune to your
Back
charms.
At Azkaban.
Oh, there's Helen Carter.
How did she get in there? I missed that part.
I did too. Well, I have total confidence in the police department to keep her in there.
Did Batgirl like knock her out? Is that what happened? I forget. I don't care at this point.
I'm actually sure. I'm going to have to go back and look. I think there was something about her weight and people having an issue with her weight.
Oh, I was going to say, he can't be in that cell unless there's the cold ray, but he's got a suit on.
He's got a suit on. See how his nipples glow?
There's black light in that room, too.
Bruce Wayne diamonds.
Look at the pizza came. Remember Alfred said, I'll cancel the pizza. The pizza finally
there's
came.
Finally pizza.
Or maybe that pizza's just a week old. Maybe it actually did come at the beginning.
Yeah, do you think, like, Bruce Wayne's a little pissed about the state of his house, especially with the money he pays Alfred.
He's got to buy a new butler now.
He's got to clean this shit up.
Look at his recovery, though. Alfred is up and rambling around.
He looks like Hugh Hefner.
He looks like he's younger.
Careful.
Minor setback.
Careful. My palms are a little airy.
That is some stellar medication. He doesn't even need like an extended stay at the hospital.
Do the shake.
Clooney was pretty cute in this movie. Like, he had a nice boyish charm to him, even though he's not, clearly, you know, he's not, he's kind of getting long in the tooth at this point. I have a friend that looks just like him at times. Oh.
All right, so are we to assume this is over?
No, wait a minute. If the bat signal's on top of police headquarters, why are they running on police headquarters?
And why are they running away from it?
They're off to save the day. Oh, heavens.
All right, so my question is, who the hell's a cinematographer?
Let's find out. Oh, that was 2 hours and 15 minutes. But not quite 15, because we started this after we introduced the film, but...
Yeah, is there a cutscene?
There's no cutscene.
I want a cutscene.
No cutscene.
What would the cutscene be?
I think it'd be the commissioner just not doing jack shit again. Or no, it'd have to be Bruce Wayne's girlfriend.
Yeah, what happened to her?
Sitting around at some restaurant waiting for him.
Yeah.
Waiting around. Again, no use. No use for her in this entire film.
There's a credit for the handsome cop.
There's a credit for Gollum. It says Gollum. Ice thugs.
Crossover.
Stunt.
Look at the stunts.
Uzi gal. There's a person named Uzi gal. Oh, listen, this is probably the song we were talking about. The End is the Beginning of the End by Smashing Pumpkins.
A camera operator.
I've always wondered what it takes to get you from B to A, Cam.
I've come to set you free.
Well, that's enough of that.
That is enough of that. That was, again, Batman and Robin on another viewing, Patrick. What are your takeaways?
It seems I knew nothing of this movie. I mean, I remember...
Had you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've seen it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. I probably saw it in the movie theater, I assume.
But well, I definitely did. Yeah.
But I don't... I mean, I don't... I remember, I don't know, I remember so very little of it. It was all kind of, so this was like the first time all over again.
Was it as special? Was it more special this time?
Let's go with yeah. I'm going to say yeah, it was more special, but man alive, it's just, it's something.
Do you think it's the worst, one of the worst films ever?
No.
You're going to give it some street cred.
Oh no, I've just seen a lot of terrible movies, that's all.
I would agree with you. I don't think it's one of the worst films ever made. It may be high up there, but I can think of 5 before this film that I would gladly put in front of it.
What's interesting to me is that you seem to like forget that we reviewed Troll 2.
Definitely worse. Definitely worse.
Yeah. But that was something. That's for sure.
What if anything, were there any pros from this film?
Well, I mean, I guess if they were going for the comic book feel,
they did it.
They
over the top
did.
Camp, yeah.
They kind of did. You know, it's the 97, is that what we said, 1997?
Well, it was released, so they were making this probably 95, 96, so yeah.
So the technology wasn't there to really do a true, what we see today.
No.
So they did what they could with what they had.
But that's okay. I didn't necessarily mind any of the visual effects, to be honest, except for maybe some of the stuff that Dr. Freeze did with the gun. It looks pretty fake, but, you know. I don't think people cared back in the 90s because it was the 90s. This was still kind of new.
I'm gonna say thank you.
You're very welcome.
For allowing me to sit through this again and ask you to never let me do it again.
you don't wanna watch this again?
No. No, I have seen it now.
Are you intrigued now to go back and watch Batman Forever?
No.
The one prior?
No. No. I'm actually very close to being done with superhero movies.
Really? Why?
I'm just kind of tired of the genre.
Okay.
I'm overexposed right now.
Need a little break.
I need a little break from superhero movies.
So what maybe could we do next time for our worst movie?
Smurfs.
Smurfs? I had never seen Smurfs.
Well, there you go.
Have you seen Smurfs?
No, I have never seen Smurfs.
We had a bunch of good ones earlier on we thought of.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty. There's plenty of bad movies to watch.
Plenty of terrible, awful movies. I think our next one should be Mortal Kombat.
Or Super Mario Brothers.
Listen, you're treading dangerously here. Again, those two are terrible movies in the eyes of the entire world, but not the worst films I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Which is good to know. So,
well, if you've made it this far, listener, we thank you very much, and we apologize.
We apologize for the state of this movie, but we're glad that you stayed with us. If you want to find us online, it's seeheresathing.com. We love Twitter, so if you want to find us on Twitter, we're at seeheresatweet. We're on Facebook, Google+, Instagram, YouTube, just about any social media account we have. So just look for us that way. And if you want to send us a voicemail about this episode, about the film itself, you can find our voicemail on our website, or you can just shoot us an email, either Kate or Patrick, at seeheresathing.com. So we'll see you next time on the show, and have a great week. Bye.
Bye.